You pays your money and you takes your chances, Rusty.
Bite me. You've been lucky all night.
That's lucky over there with the poker face.
Uh-huh.
What do you got?
Just ale.
Aha. I'll call.
A pair of eights.
Three of a kind. Come to Papa.
Oh, no, not again. How does he do it?
It's like he's got radar or something.
Yep. Rusty, there's a coaster right there. It's so hard to put your beer on it.
Sorry.
God, it stinks in here. Don't you guys know how bad smoking is for you?
Okay, that does it. From now on, we play at Lassie's house.
Pick me! Pick me! Well, thanks for listening. I know the results of my sassy quiz can't be all that interesting.
Sure they are. Now, how did you score on Sassitude?
Do you ever get the feeling you're missing something?
Hey, what's going on?
Libby just pulled up in her new car.
Libby has wheelage?
Oh, it's nice to know that good things happen to horrible people. I know everyone is going to want to ride, so I should warn you the selection process will be Darwinian. Survival of the cutest. Can you believe the way everyone's worshiping her? Let's just ignore her.
Okay, so, why do you think you scored so low on that quiz? I gotta tell you, I think you are the kind of girl that other girls respect.
Thanks. You really want to look at the car, don't you?
You mind?
That's your DNA talking. I understand.
Hello, roast beef. This is Kathmandu. Give me 10 cans of tuna on the Seahawks, and I'll call you before post time at Pimlico. Later.
Salem, I thought I told you gambling is illegal in my living room.
I'm on a roll, Slim. This is my shot at some real action, not just fleecing the neighborhood cats in Boggle.
What, bingo with Our Lady of Perpetual Sorrow?
Try the hippest poker game in the other realm. Hosted by none other than Diamond Dave LaRouche.
The Diamond Dave?
Born to misbehave.
The wiliest gambler west of the crack in time?
He the man.
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Salem, you know I despise gambling. It's throwing away good money. Besides, no one wins against Diamond Dave.
But I'm red hot. Not even Double D can stop this streak. Please.
The subject is closed. Besides, you can't get to the other realm on your own, so you might as well forget about it.
I'll buy you something pretty.
Cool car, Libby. People are acting like Libby's dad bought her the space shuttle. It's just a car.
Convertible, with the CD player on the trunk. All the controls are on the steering wheel.
You're not helping. You guys hear about the class trip to the Celtics game?
Let me guess. Your dad bought you the Celtics, too?
Nice try, Freaka Warrior Princess. I was just wondering if Harvey needed a ride.
Don't you have to take the bus to those things?
Not if you have a car. The school bus is going to look like a magnet school for losers.
Well, that's why we're going to take Harvey's car, right?
Right. Except it's up on blocks.
For how long?
You can count on it for graduation.
Well, I'll be saving shotgun for you, Harvey. And Claude, the bus driver, will be saving shotgun for you.
We have got to get a car.
Do you realize what this stamped and sealed envelope represents?
Yet another unrequited love letter to Robert Downey Jr.?
You are incorrect. This is the final mortgage payment on our house.
You're kidding! It's really ours now?
Yep, electrical work that's not up to code and all.
Let me guess, it's double coupon day at the market?
Honey, we paid off the house.
It's really ours now.
Woohoo! Wait a minute! That's great! Now that you have some free cash lying around, you can take on some car payments for your favorite niece.
Not gonna happen.
But come on! Don't quit! We're jumping! It's great day!
Sabrina, we've been over this 100 times. You're not responsible enough for a car yet.
Well, the least you can do is let me borrow your car for the Tuesday field trip.
Oh, we can't. A group of scientists are going to line our cars up and floor them to see if we can reverse the Earth's rotation. Just an excuse to meet people, but I made a commitment.
I trade all my magical powers for an 83 LeBaron with low mileage.
Sabrina, most kids in high school don't have cars, and they do just fine.
The bus will be fun.
Fine. But bear in mind that a car is less expensive than a lifetime of psychotherapy.
You didn't see me.
Well, you're kind of hard to miss in your Sunday go-to-meeting suit.
Don't tell the brain trust downstairs, but I've been invited to play poker at Diamond Dave's High Roller Suite.
And that's a good thing?
Are you kidding? This is my chance to pocket some serious simoleons. Greenbacks, dinero, moolah, shekels, scratch, wampum.
And those are...
My name, baby.
Oh. Oh, hey, could you buy me a car?
Page me next week. Right now, I need every penny to play the legend.
Mr. Saberhagen.
Hamina.
Welcome to what we at Diamond Dave's call VIP Plus.
Finally, I'm gonna get calm.
Good luck. And buy me a car when you come back.
Yeah. Do you gals make your own costumes?
I bet she has a car. Guess I'll just have to conjure up the car myself. Okay, let's see. Essence of tire burn. Myrrh. And STP, the racer's edge. Yes! Let's see how popular Libby is when I'm mobile. No!
I told you it was a good idea to activate that uninsured teen driver block.
Karina, it's just a bus.
What, can't I tap into my college fund?
Four of a kind.
Well, what do you know? A royal flush.
Gee, that sounds better.
It is.
It's the fifth straight hand you've won.
That's why they call him Diamond Dave. Not Amber Dave. Not Aquamarine Dave. Diamond Dave.
And that's why I can afford to have a butler who sits on his butt when my Fanta needs refreshing. Are you sure you don't want a break?
Are you nuts? Now I've got you right where I want you.
The game is high, low, crisscross, Mexican stud, poker, deuces, and bugs are wild.
Did you catch any of that?
Number three was the lightest pencil I could find.
If I don't press too hard, people won't notice.
The trip is next week, people, so it's crunch time for those of you who haven't purchased gifts yet. Have you made up your mind, Harvey?
Thanks, Libby, but I really had my heart set on the bus.
Suit yourself. I'll try not to gun it as I pass you on the thruway.
Thanks, Harvey. That was really nice of you.
Hey, if we're on the bus, then the bus is the cool way to go to the field trip.
Well, you know it doesn't work that way, but thanks.
But I thought a face card beats an eight.
Salem. Eights are wild. Five card draw, ante up.
Last chip, last chance. Huh? Oh, yeah! You are not gonna believe this hand! Just bend over and kiss my furry! I believe it's your turn.
I believe I'm gonna raise you.
Unbelievable! I finally get a winner and I can't raise! I've given you everything I own. My traveler's checks, my X-Men number one in near-mint condition, my beanie babies. Oh, I'm tapped out.
I'd really like to work with you here. Do you own any property?
This brown would be good. Or maybe this beige one.
I like the beige one. It brings out your immaturity.
Immature? My life is over, people!
Where's your medallion, Salem?
Diamond Dave said he could melt it down and sell the gold to a dentist.
Tell me you didn't play him.
Kinda, sorta. And I got into a little trouble. See, I kinda bet something that wasn't mine to bet. More like, well, actually, it was yours. Kind of a big thing.
Please tell me you didn't bet the house.
How do I say this? Oh, boy, I'm feeling woozy.
Did you bet this house?
Well, no. Actually, I bet... you. They seem to take that pretty well.
Yes.
Did you guys paint the piano?
Ladies, welcome to the gaming floor.
Diamond Dave.
You mean Salem bet us and lost?
Oh, this is absurd. Come on, let's get out of here.
Your magic's no good here, and neither is your credit. I won you fair and square in a game of Texas Hold'em.
A game sanctioned by the Other Realm Bureau of Gaming and Fishing.
For the next 20 years, you'll be doing menial jobs for me.
And Diamond Dave likes things done the mortal way.
You will be my new cook.
That cat is going straight to the pound.
And you are my new maid.
That cat is going straight to a violin factory.
And you will be my new personal assistant.
Wait! You can't keep us here. I have a life and a boyfriend and...
Did I happen to mention the job includes driving my Porsche?
Woohoo! No fair. She got a cute uniform.
It's my business to be popular. You ladies are now part of that formula, and I like my ladies upbeat and zesty. We are cleaning and we are smiling. I'd like to start with a light meal. Burnt bacon, peanut butter, 4 bananas, hand mashed in a bowl.
Would you like a spoon or a straw with that?
In the grotto and today, cookie.
Everybody heard that. I get to drive a Porsche, right?
He called me cookie. We've got to find a way out. And of course, Salem will help.
I'm okay.
That was so much fun. Not bad for my first time driving a stick, huh?
I'll be recovering in the grotto until the guests arrive. And what do we say, Hilda, when I come home?
Evening, Governor.
Needs work.
Diamond Dave wasn't kidding when he said he was popular. It's like driving around with the Pope.
People fawning all over you is very overrated. I don't need that kind of attention, as I pointed out on my website.
It's starting to remind me of Libby. Starting to think that money is the root of all popularity.
Don't forget fear.
Well, Libby has that too.
Sabrina, money is just a shortcut to popularity, and shortcuts never work.
Well, they do for Diamond Dave. You look awful. What's the matter?
Oh, something to do with chitlins. Look, I have a plan to get us out of here. I want each of you to get me 2 of the ingredients on this list.
But we can't use magic.
Our fingers may have crapped out, but we can still make a sleeping potion, and I'll mix it into Diamond Dave's next culinary atrocity.
If it works, we can make a break for it while he and CK are zonked out. I am so in.
Can I mention I'm driving a Porsche? Okay, I'm in too.
All we need is the feather of a fowl, preferably ostrich or emu, 2 ounces of chlorophyll, a tad of faux animal fur. Try not to damage the coat when you take it. Some body hair. The coarser, the better. And top it off with a little alcohol for flavor.
Toss in a little more of that comb cleaner.
One sip of this and he'll be out for a week.
And I haven't even had the nose hairs yet.
It's only natural to get carried away when we're gathered over a cauldron. But remember, this potion is our last resort. I'm still hoping Salem will save us.
Okay, I've had my fun. Now I've got a family to save. Ooh, my wontons.
I have to say you gals are doing a stellar job, CK. If I were you, I would definitely be hearing footsteps.
That's a good one, Double D.
Okay, who's ready for some tongue, mini marshmallow, and yam soup?
Just like Mama used to make, Zelda the Grub has been magnifico. But, you know, I've been thinking of making Hilda my official food taster.
What? And deprive you?
Well, you know, I've been so hot at the tables recently, you never know who might be messing with my unlucky meals. And we might as well start with a steaming bowl of tongue.
But CK has seniority.
Yeah, he should have the honor.
That bum, I give him a gift every day I don't can him.
I think I'm starting to see a pattern in your humor.
Here. You've earned it, Hilda. Go ahead, unless there's something wrong with it.
Oh, you know what? It's chunky style. That's my favorite.
I find that highly suspicious.
She's tired.
She's been working really hard.
Yeah. Don't let us interrupt your dinner.
You witches dosed my dinner.
Does this mean I get to cook for you again?
Nice try, lady. I hope you enjoy your new job manning the septic tank.
I still get to drive the Porsche, right?
Oh, man. I dreamt I was out of food.
Woo!
Check out all the dead soldiers. Wait a minute. I am out of food. Now I've really got to save them.
Can I get you anything?
How about a friend to watch my back?
Double D, I said I was sorry about the food thing.
The food thing? You mean the attempt to poison me?
Why would I want to hurt you? You're my oldest friend.
He's your oldest friend?
We went to school together. I gave him a kidney.
He gave you a kidney?
What did I say when we signed the release forms? No guilt trip.
Come on, Dave.
You're fired.
But, Dave...
You heard me. Now mush.
That's the way you want it. But just remember this. The only reason you aren't alone in this house is because you're good with a deck of cards. As a human being, you're strictly an amateur.
Yeah, well, you know what? That kidney you gave me isn't exactly a Cadillac.
How did you do that to CK? I mean, he may be a kiss-up with no personality, but he's your friend.
Sabrina, as long as I have money, I'll have friends.
But they aren't real friends.
And you're not really a butler. But you'll be doing CK's job from now on. You can start by answering the doorbell.
Diamond Dave, allow me to introduce Mr. Cat Chow, an incredibly irresponsible Asian gambler.
Me crazy for Pai Gao.
What was that?
Oh, look! A booty tag.
Lotion still hasn't worn off. What exactly was your plan?
This is pretty much it. I figured once I got inside, I'd get inspired.
Perfect. Now you're all mine. And I got myself a new shoe buffer.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. This is hugely unfair. We can't be held responsible for anything that a professional gambler wins from a common house pet.
A house pet who's raided by Caesar's palace.
How about a game, just you and me? If I win, we all get to go home.
And if you lose?
We'll stay for 100 years and clean your garage.
I'll see your bet and raise you. If I win, you all stay here with me forever.
Done.
Poker?
No. My game.
Chutes and ladders?
My game, my rules.
Only if I get to be Butch.
Done. 4, 5, 6.
One, two, shoot.
I haven't lost this game since kindergarten. I ain't gonna start now. We did say 2 out of 3, right?
I am so close to the winner's circle, I can smell the champagne.
Sabrina, that has to be your last shoot.
It's not like I'm doing this on purpose, Aunt Zelda.
Yes! 6 sweet steps to victory. Oh, the glory of it all.
I can't believe it. This is my game!
Not anymore, kid.
It's all right, Sabrina. You played great. And it's not like forever lasts... Oh, dear Lord, forever.
Is the room spinning, or is it me?
She's having a reaction to the potion.
Hey, St. Vitus dance, take it outside.
You know what? Big Shot, I spit in your grotto.
I think we need to put some coffee on Fran Tipsy.
You know what? I never liked you. And your cleft really bugs me.
Oh, dear. Oh, this is bad. This is very bad. I'm so sorry, Diamond. Is it me or is Diamond Dave slumped over the table, breathing, yet clearly unconscious?
That's a pretty fair assessment. Hey! Look, he had extra dice up his sleeve! And it's all 6s, no wonder he always won!
Let's get out of here.
He must have cheated with me, too. I was robbed! I should at least get the Leroy Neiman painting as compensation.
Ow, my head!
I said I was super sorry. If I say it again, will you save my racing forms?
No. You're not even allowed to watch Wheel of Fortune.
Morning. I'm late. I promise to eat all the unbruised parts on the bus.
Are you going to be okay about taking the bus to the field trip?
Yeah, I'll be fine. You know, after a week at Diamond Dave's, I can honestly say that I do not want to be like Libby. It's not money that makes you happy. It's friends like Harvey who ride the stupid loser bus with you.
Oh, we're so glad you see that. Aren't we, Hilda?
Ow!
One more thing before you go.
You're killing me here.
Oh, I think you'll make it on time. We decided you deserved a little reward for having such a good attitude. But just for today.
What are you, a secret agent or something?
Hop in.
Hey, check out Sabrina's ride.
Where did you get that?
Oh, my aunt's wagon broke down. This is a loaner. I'd offer rides, but it's a two-seater.
Hey, where are you going?
I think the bus is coming. If I'm not gonna ride in a Porsche, what's the difference?
But I have an opening. I'm next to an airbag. Come back!
We'll try not to gun it when we pass you on the throughway.
Any threes?
No fish. Any fives?
Yes, and I had my heart set on that new can of tennis balls.
Read him and weep.
Ow.
Hey, lady.
My wife's gonna kill me.
Hey, I went fair and square, and I'm taking my winnings.
Ow.
And buying you all rawhide treats.
God bless this woman.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay,